Now we are ready to start.
You are going to work all summer as a volunteer?
Yes, it's really exciting. I can't wait.
Let me see now. That'll be no money, no time off, and no summer. I can only see positives.
Ha ha! How witty you are. Very funny. Is it worth even trying to explain to a summer department store worker such as yourself?
Steady on, brother. Okay, tell me about it. I'm all ears.
Did you know that there are thousands of people with no computer skills? Think about that for a moment. What jobs today don't need computers? And think about our media surroundings. It's all websites, virtual opportunities, social networking, and so on. Then just imagine you don't understand any of it. Imagine no prospect ever of getting a job or even...
Paul, there is no excuse nowadays for anyone not having basic computer skills.
Really? What about people over 50? They've never had computer classes at school because for ordinary people then there were no computers. And what about those disadvantaged by dyslexia, or those from tough home environments, or the elderly, or...
I get the picture. Go on.
I'll be in a training centre giving one-to-one tuition to people whose lives might really change for the better. I did one evening a week last term and loved it. Now I have a whole summer.
Well, I will work 7 days a week for most of the summer. And then I'm going to the south of France with James, and we'll have the summer holiday of our lives.
That's great, Katie. Don't think I don't approve, or even that I'm not a tiny bit jealous. I'm not a saint, and actually, in a sense, we're both taking the same option.
What do you mean?
You, dear sister, and I are both choosing exactly what we want to do this summer, and really, we are making that choice only for ourselves.
Well, I still think you should get a halo.